1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Is that off that porno CD? Yeah, because I saw this big smile on Craig's face. Man, I like that he combs all of the record bins, all the record stores, and he found about three CDs full of the soundtrack music to old porno movies from the 70s. And then one night, remember the guy that called a show one night when we were on at night, and this guy made that kind of music? He played the guitar, and he played the Carvin Knowles? Is that his name? Carvin Knowles. Yeah, he called. He played the synthesizer, played the guitar, all kinds of stuff. By the way, don't forget on Friday, women over the age of 60 will be taking their tops off right here on our show, but only old ladies. You're going to love it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is part six in our eight-part series, Families in America. And Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, is with us. And we like to talk about families and how you keep them together, how you keep them strong and successful. And Bobby, how are you?
I'm real good, Phil. Thank you.
Okay, we're talking here about what did you see in the news that struck you as something that was interesting with regard to families?
Phil, I just think that the Darva Conger story is really interesting.
Now, she's the lady that married that was on Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire?
Yes. She was a lady. She was a lady who married the millionaire and then decided that she wanted to have it annulled. Apparently, a Las Vegas judge has annulled this marriage between Darva and Rick Rockwell, who was the millionaire that she married on this program. And I think that marriage is so important. And we have so many young people giving up on it, Phil. And I heard the news with regard to Darva Conger and the court annulling it. And I just feel a little disappointed about that.
But that was a quickie marriage, though, wasn't it? I mean, that Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Well, I think she knew what she was getting into. I also think that there was a little bit of an abuse of the judicial system because she claims that they never had sex. She claims that they needed to have the marriage annulled. And I think that was just a little bit dishonest. I think it was...
How so?
Well,
I mean, are you saying that she had sex with a guy? They were married for what? They were married for... How long were they married?
Well, they were married a few months.
Yeah, but the next day, the very next day, she said that she didn't want to have anything to do with this guy.
I know that, Phil. But I think it's a little disingenuous. They did go on a honeymoon. And they were alone.
You're saying that they had sex.
I think that it is very disingenuous of her. I guess to have it annulled.
All right. Well,
but beyond that, Phil, that's neither here nor there. She has, I think a commitment to a man, and this is a man who was self-made. This Rick Rockwell. Did you see him?
I saw a picture of the guy. I don't know anything about him. I know that he is a former stand-up comic or something.
He is fascinating. He's very handsome. He was a self-made man. Very sexy, very personable. He did a little stand-up act on TV that we saw. Do you know what a stand-up...
Yeah, when he stands up and does comedy.
Right. Well, you stand up in front of a crowd of people, and you tell jokes. And he was really hysterical. He did a little joke. Steve, what was the one?
No, you better not do it.
No, it was good.
Is that Steve?
Yeah.
All right. Tell him I said hi.
Tell him he says hi.
Hey, no, Phil.
Real good. So what did he do?
He did a joke. Why did Hitler... Let's see, am I going to get this right?
You better not do it, Bobby.
Why did... No, seriously, I want to do it. It's really great. Why did Hitler commit suicide?
Why did Hitler commit suicide? I don't know.
He got the gas bill. Now...
Oh, God.
No, Phil, that is a cute, cute joke. That is a cute, cute...
That is a... Oh, Jesus. I mean, that thing is so old. So
you know something?
So you can't. You got to be. You're going to be anti-Semitic.
I think it's very cute. My husband thinks it's anti-Semitic. I think it's very, very cute.
It is anti-Semitic. It's very raw. It's very uncool. A lot of people died in those camps. Okay.
Phil, there's not a anti-Semitic bone in my body. I thought it was cute. Why did Hitler commit suicide?
I got it. He got the gas bill. And it's an old joke, too.
Well, I thought it was cute. So I heard him tell that joke. So what I'm trying to say is...
Let's get back to what we're talking about here. Darva Conger and her marriage to this Rick Rockwell guy.
I think the worst part of all of this is that she gave up on the marriage. She didn't give him a chance. You know, I look at Steve and I look at the successful marriage that we have had, and I just want to give back to the community. Steve has a wildly successful landscaping business. We've had a wonderful time with each other. I look at people like Darva Conger who give up so easily on a blessing, Phil. Marriage is a blessing, and it's a sacrament. And
the lady was... Bobby, I have to say that I don't quite see it your way, okay?
All right, why? You tell me why, and I'll tell you how I think you're wrong.
And okay, so I'm automatically going to be wrong.
No, but you tell me why.
Well, first of all, I think that... It was a gag. It was a stunt. She wasn't really serious about getting married.
There are a lot of people who are the same way. Okay?
But I don't think she was ever even intending on getting married. That's number one. Number two, to presume that she had sex with the guy, I think is to presume a little bit more than you should. If she wants to annul it, and if a court says that it's annullable, then it's annullable. And they did. They annulled it.
Well, I find it hard to believe that she didn't have any... sexual relations with this man. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And finally, I think that ultimately this lady she got away from a guy who had a restraining order placed on him, allegedly, by an ex-girlfriend. So it was a safety move.
That is something else I want to comment on. A lot of men have pasts that may be violent. A lot of women, too. I don't think you give up on someone because they bring baggage to the marriage. I don't think you give up on someone because maybe they have skeletons in their closet. I think that for a fascinating man like Mr. Rockwell, I think for a guy that, you know, obviously he is very well off, I think you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, Steve and I had it very rough, Phil, when we were first married. There were times that he struck me. And
you're kidding.
No, I'm not. And I'm not proud of that. And I don't think you are either, Steve.
No, I'm not.
But he did. He slapped me in a few parking lots. You know, coming out of a dance place, I've got my high heels in my hand, and we've had a lot to drink. And sure, he slapped me in more than one parking lot. But you know something? I am so thankful that...
He slapped you?
Yes, he did, Phil. But I am so thankful that I stayed with Steve because... We've had a wonderful life, and we've got three wonderful boys. You know Dylan, Seth, and Justin. Listen to your husband, because he's out in the world, and you're not, and he sees things that maybe you don't see. And I'll tell you something. You know what, Phil? When Steve slapped me, I deserved it.
Bobby, don't go there, okay, man? We're talking about this Darva Conger. Don't start telling me about how Steve was slapping you and how you deserved it.
But I did, and I think you need to hear it. And I think a lot of women need to hear what I'm saying. Listen to your husband. They're out in the world. They're doing. We're at home. We're a little bit sheltered, and we're a little bit, we're just a little bit protected, I think, from things. Have dinner ready for him when he comes home. Always be ready to sexually give to him. Give him your love and your sex. That makes his money available to you all hours of the day. Have kids right away so that he is compelled, you know, to stay with you.
And what was it? Have sex with him? I mean, give to him sexually. Look at...
Phil, you have to understand that he's there for you. Give to him sexually. That means that the money is available to you. And have the kids...
Yeah, the thing about having kids right away so that he's compelled to stay with you? Look at you. Either want the guy with you because he loves you, or you don't.
You want to make sure that that success is available to you. If he fools around on you, don't worry. You are the mother of his children. He's going to stay with you. And learn sexual techniques. Phil, there are some wonderful things that couples can do together. I don't know how much time we have.
We got about 30 seconds before we go to the break.
All right. There are some wonderful sexual techniques. There is the backstage pass. There is the hydra pump, the lubricated vine. The Oiled Oyster, The Grim Reaper. These are all...
What are these? Sexual... good God.
Phil, this is an intimate education. There's the Duraflame, the Farmhand, the Split-Fingered Fastball. All of these are sexually liberating positions.
What do you mean the Farmhand? Is this something out of the Kama Sutra? I mean, what...
Phil, these are things that are all in the joy of sex, and these are things that are extremely important. Sex, love, and yes, support, all important to every family.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us here from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, part six of our eight-part series, Families and the Success of Families. We're talking with her. She thinks Darva Conger, the lady who got married on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, ought to still be with the guy because you don't give up on marriage that fast. And by the way, she doesn't think that the marriage should have been annulled because they had a honeymoon and she looks like the, quote, trashy type, end quote, that couldn't say no. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby Dooley, the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. This is part six of our eight-part series, Families in America and Keeping Them Together. Darva Conger was the lady who married that Rick Rockwell dude on Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire, and it got her marriage annulled. Was it today or yesterday it got annulled? When was I watching TV? Yesterday it got annulled. But you're saying she should have kept the marriage together? Even though this guy might have had a shady past with regard to abuse, even though this cat... let's face it.
Let's face something else. Let's face the fact that she went on that program and married him and deceived him into thinking that she would stay with him, give birth to children, offer herself up sexually, and all of a sudden she wants it annulled. I think it's a little disingenuous. I don't believe for 1 minute she never had sex with him.
Well, we're going to have to believe it. The court bought it, right?
I don't believe for 1 minute that she never had sex with him. I think, because I've seen her on TV, she has a little bit of the trashy look. I'm sure she's a great girl.
So she couldn't resist him, huh?
Phil, I don't think you're hearing me.
No, they annulled it. I don't know that we need to begin to look into her motivations. And the fact that they were married for whatever it was, 3 months or, one night, the woman didn't want to be with the guy, okay? Here's Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi there.
Yes.
I just felt so disturbed by some of the things that this caller is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's one which is the response to the notion of whether these people should have stayed married or not stayed married or been annulled.
Mm-hmm.
But
the
kinds of things about saying that you have children with somebody just to keep them, as opposed to that you have children because you love someone and want to produce this other life with them.
Do you have children?
Actually, yes, I do. And everyone, not because I came from a place of low self-esteem, not thinking I could keep my husband, but because I wanted to raise little people with him.
Well, what I'm saying is that if your husband is financially well off and successful before you married him, is he well off financially?
But the thing is, even then, the financial well-being, that notion that maybe if your husband has infidelities, that you have something up on these other women, as opposed to, one, addressing the incorrectness of him being unfaithful.
Well, you haven't answered my question, though. Is your husband well off?
Is my husband well off?
Yes.
Yes, my husband is fine off. But I think, actually, don't let me add to that.
He is going to think twice before he leaves you for some slut. If you have children.
The point you're missing is if my husband wanted to leave me for some slut, then that wouldn't be the type of man I'd want to be married to.
But
I'm married to a person
married to him.
Who
you're
loves my
to
intelligence,
him.
Who loves my sexuality,
but
I'm trying to keep him.
But wait a second. You said in one of the points, you said Bobby.
Yeah.
You said if he fools around, don't worry, you're the mother of his children.
That is exactly correct. He won't leave you if you have children.
But, many men do leave their wives even when they have children. And those who reconcile and stay with their wives after infidelity, I don't know. I'm just worried about telling America, if your husband hits you, you deserve it, as opposed to he needs to learn new coping strategies.
Something, Steve and I, when we were younger, we were a little crazy. He'd slap me around in parking lots, at liquor lounges and places like that. Now, this is before we had children, but we'd go in. I was a little inappropriate with some of the guys on the dance floor. He was a little drunk. So he cuffed me around pretty good.
You know, but I think what I'd love to hear you telling America is that wasn't okay, and that you two found help.
Exactly.
And that you two learned other ways to cope, and that maybe you got your behavior in check, and maybe he learned ways to manage his anger.
Right. There were two times that I deserved it, though. There were two times. I was dancing with a black man, which upset him.
But I think what I hear you saying is that he had a right to be angry. Not that
he
had a right to hit you as another human being.
What happened?
He had a right to be angry.
Are you hearing what this lady's saying? In other words, who cares who you were dancing with? Maybe he got angry. Maybe I'd get angry if I saw my wife dancing with another guy. It's not okay to take her outside into a... What do you mean he slapped you around in parking lots?
I mean, I would love to hear you saying that your husband stays with you because you believe that even if people mess up do things, that he loves
you, that is
not just
good point.
Because you mothered his children.
That's a very good point. My name is Bobby. What is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Tracy.
Okay, Tracy. We have a healthy life. We have a good, healthy...
I'm happy to hear that. I was very worried in listening to you.
Well, I mentioned some things, sexual things that... I don't know if you're familiar with the farmhand or the Duraflame or any of those things. These are sexual positions and sexual... I think they're sexual gifts that you give to each other.
And you know what, though? I like hearing you say that you give to each other, that you do these because you both enjoy sex and with one another, as opposed to something that you do just to keep him. I think that's what I was responding to.
I understand that, but you got to know, I was very naive, and he told me that I deserved it. And I would thank him for hitting me. I thank him today for hitting me because he told me. Steve told me. Didn't you, honey?
She did. She really deserved it, ma'am. I would not slap her if she didn't deserve it.
I know I'm going
to
sound
slapped.
Very one-sided here. I would love to hear you saying, Steve, that she really deserved your anger or that you had every right to be upset.
Well, I cuffed around a parking lot.
Yeah,
hey, Steve,
I guess
that's not
no
cool,
way
man.
That I'm going to be convinced that that sounds good.
Yeah, that's not cool. Do you understand?
What is it?
Slapping a woman, period, is uncool. I don't care if it's in a
parking lot.
Or
vice versa, slapping your husband.
She was dancing with a black guy.
Who cares if she was dancing with a black guy? You don't slap her around, period. I mean, you just don't do that, man. I mean, it's a cowardly thing to do. And, Bobby, what is the farmhand?
These are sexual positions from the Kama Sutra.
So what did that do?
I fully agree that a wonderful sex life is an extremely important part of a relationship.
But
you know hopefully
something?
Coming out of a place of both people being pleased than one just trying to keep the other one.
I get down on my knees and I thank him for our marriage every day.
And I hope he gets down on his knees and he thanks you as well.
No, but you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, I certainly think I understand your, you know, and I hope you understand what I mean as well.
Okay, dear, okay. Tracy.
I am so sorry to have this conversation but I need to get back to work.
It's wonderful talking to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And take care.
Thank you very much, Tracy, for calling. 1-800-449-8686. There are a lot of women hanging on to talk to you, Bobby, and I've got about a minute left in my break. So what I'm going to do is... hold those folks over. Tell the lady in Portland we'll be with her next.
Why is everyone so disturbed with me? I don't understand.
Well, first of all, when you said that it's all right for Steve to slap you around in parking lots, you're getting down on your knees and thanking him every day, if you know what I mean. There seems to be, in your marriage...
Yeah, you see, Phil, you're making my marriage the object of some kind of discussion.
But just hear me out. It's either he's belting you in a parking lot or you're doing the farmhand together, which I don't know what that is. You say it's a sexual pose or position from the Kama Sutra.
Yes, it's one of a series of three. There's the split-fingered fastball, the licorice twist, and the farmhand. These are three very essential erotic, heteroerotic positions. And
all right, hold on. We'll have to talk to this after the break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Beating her up is not good, you understand?
No, I know it's not good, but I didn't say that.
All right, Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. We started out talking about, and this is part six of our eight-part series, The Family in America. We started out talking about this Darva Conger gal who married this millionaire, Rick Rockwell.
Yeah, Phil.
And you say that he was a very charming guy?
No, I saw him on stage. I thought he was very interesting. I thought he was just an interesting man. Yes, I thought he was funny. And I think that, she really gave up, I think, too soon on a guy who showed a great deal of promise.
Even though he had the restraining order in his background.
Again, Phil, you don't give up on people. People have things in their past. Like I said, Steve did some things with me that probably if the police found out about it, you know.
What things?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore, Phil.
No, I'd like to know what things.
I don't want to talk about it.
That if the police found out, what things?
Phil, what I'm saying is that I love my husband. I forgive my husband.
Okay, so I guess we're at a standoff here. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was kind of going towards the Rick Rockwell thing with how she thinks she knows him so well just by hearing a joke or two come out of his mouth.
I think he's interesting.
I think he's irritating. I paid $50 a week and a half ago in Reno to see this guy stand up.
Did you really?
His opening act was far better than he ever could have thought he was.
You paid $50 to see him.
$25 a person. You betcha.
I got to tell you something. I didn't pay a dime. Saw him on TV.
Well, I thought he was going to be funny.
Why?
Apparently, she thought he was going to be marriage material, and he didn't follow through on either end.
I have to disagree with you. I think he's very funny. I thought he was very suave. He's good looking.
Well, you don't want to pay $25 to hear a cute joke that I could have heard some.
Well, don't you think he's good looking?
Not particularly. He doesn't hurt my eyes.
I mean, I'm not a woman, but he don't look too. He don't look like he looks kind of like that put on good looking thing.
Yeah.
Like
a
lot of tanning salons, you know.
You know, I think you're both. I think. Did you hear the joke that I told?
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was something I probably.
Why did Hitler commit suicide? He got the gas bill. Is one of the oldest jokes.
In
the world.
Yeah. I remember my father mentioning it when I was a kid to my mother or something stupid.
Your dad was telling jokes like that? Interesting.
Yeah, but you know what? He never laid a hand on my mother.
Interesting.
Yeah, he never laid a hand on my mother. So he's got one up on you there. I really can't help but tell you how sorry I am that you actually would ever think that that was acceptable and would tell people that it's okay.
Your father sounds very interesting.
Huh?
Your father sounds very interesting.
My father's a wonderful man.
Yeah.
If I could find a man like him, I'd probably be married today.
That's what we do, don't we? We marry our fathers.
No, actually, I didn't. I married an abusive man who is nothing like that.
Okay, here we go. I finally got to the bottom of it, Phil.
Well, what?
No, I finally scratched her deep enough. So you're saying that you're angry still?
Oh, hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You didn't give him a chance, or what happened?
I didn't give him a chance? What kind of chance would you like me to give him?
Well, what did you do? How long were you married?
I was married for 3.5 years.
I will tell you that my husband slapped me around in parking lots. I will also tell you that if I left him, I would be miserable today. Our marriage has grown. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
So that's why you stayed with him? The money?
You know something? It's part, not all, of the reason.
Well,
but
that's sad.
Why is that? We have, you know, I drive a Lexus. Hello?
I drive an LHS. I don't care.
Hello? I drive a Lexus. Yeah. We live in Western Estates. Financial security is very important. And if I were to advise a younger woman, I would say, you know something? There are days when there's nothing wrong with giving yourself over sexually to a man who does have a good pocketbook. That's why I know
what
things.
What profession are you in?
I beg your pardon.
You referred to a woman earlier saying that if your husband leaves you for a slut.
I'm married to my husband.
What profession are you in?
I'm married to my husband, excuse me. You need to get over it. You probably deserved what you got, okay?
You know what? I didn't.
Thank you.
I did not.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Thank you.
That was I'm so done. Out of line, I'm I can't even believe it.
I'm done with her.
Well, I'm not done. I apologize for that, ma'am. And you know what, Bobby? Because she doesn't agree with you, she comes from an abusive background. You let a guy slap you around in a parking lot, that's your problem, that's your trouble. But to say this lady deserved to be beaten, and just because you know sexual postures like the farmhand and the split-fingered fastball...
Ask her if she knows what those are. Ask her.
I've got Kama Sutra at home. Not
Do you know what those are? Do you know what those are?
Actually, you know, I don't know that far into it.
I feel sorry for you. You don't know the farmhand. I feel sorry for you.
So have you ever been with a black man?
I've never
did
been.
Your husband just stop you altogether?
You know, I'm not even going to talk
I can't believe he hit you for dancing with another man
no wonder
he
beat
black.
You. No wonder he beat you.
All right. I don't need to hear this anymore. I thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Clamancus? Clamancus?
Yes,
ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. I don't quite understand you, ma'am, because I was married to the same man for 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had 9 beautiful children. 2 are deceased.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 47 years, he had never laid a hand on me. And if he would have had him, I would have left. It's
well,
not
would,
that he had a good job.
It would have been your
law. He was a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
He had diabetes the last 20 years of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a good relationship. He never hit me. He was my friend, my confidant, my lover, and my partner.
So,
and I think you are very mixed up in your life because...
I'm mixed up. I have a happy marriage.
Well, how could you have a happy marriage with somebody that hits you?
No, wait a second. I listen to my husband and I obey
him. Why should you have to listen to him?
I have
Aren't
dinner
you
ready
an adult?
For him. I have dinner ready for him.
You have dinner ready for him when he comes home?
I am always ready
sexually
for him.
Does he do anything for you?
Yes, he brings home the
money. Does he take you out to dinner? Does
he
clean your house?
He
Does he watch your children?
I am ready sexually for him.
Well, sex isn't everything in a marriage.
To a man,
I never had sex with my husband for the last 20 years of our marriage because
he
couldn't.
Oh, my God.
But
he
was a good husband.
I bet
you took care of us financially. I don't have to worry about anything. Today, and I'm 64 years old.
Do you know the Grim Reaper?
I don't really care to know him. I guess I know the Grim Reaper.
No,
I have lost one husband, two children, and a grandchild. Yes, I know.
No, I'm talking about the sexual position.
Who cares?
As the Grim Reaper.
Who cares?
Well,
if you love somebody,
I'm telling
sex
you that
is not the big thing
this
in life.
This is why I am happy. I had kids with him right away so that he wouldn't leave, and he did fool around. But he didn't leave because I'm the mother of his children.
Is that the main thing?
Wait
you
a
have
minute.
Children just because your husband won't leave you?
Didn't
is
you,
that all you got in your life?
Didn't
Are
you
these
around.
Kids?
Didn't you fool around on me, Steve?
I fooled around, but I stopped doing it.
You mean you had children just to keep a man?
It was one of the ways to keep him. He's got a wildly...
He must not have wanted you very much if you had to have children to keep him.
But he has a wildly successful landscaping business.
So what?
Money.
My husband was a decent mechanic till the last 20 years of his life.
Well, darling,
I have a new home.
Well,
I have a bank account that he provided for me.
Well, I hardly think that compares to a wildly successful landscaping business.
What do you mean? I live in a $100,000 home. I drive a new car. My husband provided for those things for
me. We have 7,000 square feet in Western Estates.
So what?
You know,
That's
I mean,
it?
Come on.
What is there
my
in
wife,
all
my
the...
My wife reads up, she knows the split-finger fastball.
Who cares about it?
Because it feels good.
That's
Our
not
pool.
The important thing.
Our
isn't a happy married life with a man you love?
I love
man
my
you
husband.
Know
I love
he's
him.
Not going to hit you because
I
you don't
him.
Have your dinner ready
I
when he gets
it,
home?
But I deserved it.
You did, no woman
Oh, come on. Will you get
hit.
Off that deserved it?
No
you, what were you
woman
doing?
Deserves to be hit.
I laughed at him.
No woman
No man likes to be
that.
Laughed. The first time,
you are the kind of a woman
no, I'm gonna tell
that
you something.
Provides these men out here the right to beat their girlfriends, their wives,
I'll
and their
something.
Children.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you, the first time that Steve took his pants off, I laughed.
Is that everything in a marriage? Sex? Is
no.
that all marriage is? You marry a man to go to bed with him? You don't have to get married to go to bed with a man.
Well, you should have seen. I mean, this was really embarrassing. So he hauled off and hit me. I deserved it.
You deserved to get hit because he didn't have a big you-know-what, right?
I giggled.
That's ridiculous.
I giggled at it.
That is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
I giggled at it.
That's ridiculous.
Do you have a marriage?
If it wasn't big enough for you, why didn't you go to some other man?
He has a wildly successful landscaping business.
So what?
Money.
Money. Is money
position.
The main thing in life?
He gives me position.
Is that the main thing in life,
and
right?
And he knows the Duraflame.
Knowing that when you come home from night at night...
And the hydro pump.
Well, so what?
Those are
when
you, really...
When he comes into your house at night and his dinner ain't on the table, are you afraid you're going to get hit?
No, because
are
I
you
don't
afraid
giggle
if you go
his...
out and talk to a man on this public street corner and he sees you, he's going to hit you?
Of course not.
Oh.
No man would hit her because I'd beat him up.
Oh, I'm not talking about no man. I'm talking about your husband. If you're talking to a strange man in a public grocery store, is he going to get mad at you and
you know,
hit you?
One thing I don't like her talking about what's in my pants because I might just hit her again.
Right?
I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to say it.
Oh, well, you know what? I think you guys
about,
are but
no,
I think between
about,
the two of you.
She was talking about what was in my pants, and that's not right.
You know what?
Because I've got her on the air to talk about it, Steve, okay?
You know what?
What difference does it make?
I
think the two of you are
about,
a couple of con artists that are using the public radio system.
Steve, I am sorry. I didn't mean it.
Okay, what did he do? Did he hit her?
Isn't that ridiculous?
He
that
just,
is the most ridiculous. You know what?
He
I
just
think
belted
that,
her.
Oh,
he
well,
just belted
you know
her because she was talking about his small thing.
You know what? I think they're just using you.
I mean, what?
You know, that's stupid. That is the most... Why anybody would stay with somebody like that is, you know, if it's the truth. If it's the truth.
You better get...
If he's doing this to her and she's allowing it, then she is a very... She must
Johnny
have a lot of low
okay,
self-esteem.
Okay, you're Johnny Watt. You're Johnny Watt. You're Johnny Watt. You're Johnny Watt.
You know, ma'am, you must have a very low self-esteem if you would let somebody treat you that way. You need to call the victim's assistance. I have a lot of numbers because I do that kind of work here in town.
Hurry up and give me one of them.
It's ridiculous that you let somebody treat you.
Give me the number, will you?
I'll give you my home phone number, and you call. I will give you my home phone number if you are honest.
No, we don't need it.
You know, I think you're a very, you know, if what you're doing to this woman is true, then, sir, you need help. You both need
give me that number, will
to
you?
Go get counseling, because I think you're both, if it's true, if it's really true, then
they just hung up
and treat you that way.
Well, listen, I know that you had many years of a great marriage, and I appreciate
yes,
you calling, ma'am.
Did.
47 years, that's a great...
people like that. Thank
I am
you.
Too, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Hurry up and give me the number. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. That's the name of the show. And our number, 1-800-449-8686. Haven't mentioned one thing about our website, philhendryshow.com. If you go there, you can see a world that perhaps you are not completely aware of. It's the world of Phil Hendry. It's the world of our show. You may be new to the show. You may think you know what's going on. You may think all kinds of things. You may be the bomb. You may be it. You may be the it girl. You may be the man. You ain't nothing. Until you go to our website. Then you're everything. Then you see it all right there in black and white and pink and yellow and whatever else, whatever other artwork they're working on this week. I hear it's looking better. I hear that website's coming together. You check out philhendryshow.com and pick up the best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. We had a run last night. How many did we sell? Almost 1,000 or something. Close to 1,000, right, Mike? Oh, close to $1,000. Well, in any event, we had a pretty good little run over the last 24 hours, and all of the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And this is a tremendous, tremendous organization. They do great work. The money we raise from the sale of our CD goes directly to them after shipping and handling. The shipping and handling is $3.50, and you get the CD for $20. And you know what? As radio station CDs go, as radio show CDs go, it's about as funny as everybody else's, probably more funny than anyone else's. So pick it up if you collect these things. And I think you'll enjoy that. We're planning a golf tournament. I just decided we're going to have a golf tournament. I don't know when or how, but we're going to do it, okay? I don't know if it's going to be this summer or this spring even. Probably too late to start planning for the spring. But we're going to put together another golf tournament. We used to have them in Miami. They were a gas. We're going to do another one, and we'll have it out here. People can come from far and wide. Cases of beer in the back of golf carts. All the things that make life worth living. What do you think? Because we got to kick this thing into high gear, man. I'd like to do a few remotes. I'd like to do another thing over at the Museum of Television and Radio. See, this show, if I do say so myself, is the best freaking thing on the radio, practically. I know in the time slot that we're in right now, whether you're listening to a 7 to 10 on the East Coast, 4 to 7 on the West Coast, it's the best damn thing in either one of those two periods of the day. So that being the case, quite honestly, why not do a little promotion around this here thing? So that's what we're going to do. Join us, won't you, for our next big thing, whatever the hell it's going to be. Tomorrow night, it's at my house. It's the Phil Henry Show. And get that CD. Quit being cheap. Get that CD, huh? $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20. It goes to my friend's place. Nice people.
That is compelling radio.
Phil.
Call the bank.